And I just wanted to mention in passing before we get to what we're doing, is that I think what we're saying explains the problem, which is the problem raised by Torah Tamima. But basically, the psukim on Shir is in the Shoftim, also in Shoftim. Shoftim Yud Chas, I guess Vav and Zion. And the pasuk says V'chi Yavo HaLevi Me'achad She'arachem Nikol Yisrael Ashehu Garsham. So if a Levi comes from wherever, somewhere where the Jews live. And he basically comes, like whenever he wants, he goes to the Mikdash. Okay, to the Mikdash. So, v'sheres, v'shem Hashem elokav, k'chol lechav halvim, hon demshal, v'nei Hashem, and he could do sheoras, he could serve with v'shem Hashem, like all his brothers, the Levim, they were standing there, v'nei Hashem, k'chelik, k'chelik, k'chelim, v'vam k'chosavos, and he could eat a portion of the, whatever. Okay. Fine. So the question is, what's the talking about? So the Torah Tamima brings down a Sifri. He says, Yachol ben Levi akasam adam retomah v'sheres. I mean, it sounds like it's talking about Levi. It says v'sheres, b'roi l'sheres akasam adam. Yatsu levim she'en aron l'ruin l'sheres. So it says, levim categorically aren't subject to sheres. Sheres is like kind of like a servitude or something, right? So it says the Levim aren't fit for that. Levim do other stuff, like Karbonos is like Sheros. It's like the Avodah itself. Levim like guard of the place, and you know, open the gates. So Shira, but the thing is that this Chazal was saying is that the Pasuk can't be talking about Levi because it says Sheros, v'sheres, v'shem Hashem elokav, and what Levim do isn't called Sheros, right? So the aye, but it says Levi. So it says it means Kohen. Because Kohen are also from Shevet Levi. So that's what I was talking about. Okay? I mean, if you like Rashi, he says, turn out Kohen. Oh, yeah, Rashi brings it down. So that's Rashi. Okay, Rashi is talking to me, but Rashi has it, right? So he tells you it's not talking about a Levi, it's talking about a Kohen. So the Torah to me, I ask, he says, it's very difficult because the whole halacha of Shira is learned out from this thing, which is the limit for Shira. And it calls it Sheros. Ezu Shira Shu Vashem Hashem. It's Shira. What's the Sheros? Which is the Shem Hashem, Shira. Song, so you see, it is called Shira. So maybe you'll say, it's not literally Shira, it's just like, it's not a real limud, it's just like an Asmachta or something, whatever. He says, not true, because you see, the Rambam brings it down, that's the source. That is the source, and that's the only source for Shira. How do you know that you're going to do Shira? From there, that's the only source. So that's really what it means. So he says, it's a Stira, because, so why are you telling me it's talking about a Kohen, right? And it can't be a Levi, because Levi doesn't do Shiras, but it is Shiras. You know, so there's two problems here. One problem is just factually. So I mean, one Chazal is saying it's talking about a Kohen because it can't be talking about a Levi because Levium don't do Sheiros. And then on the other hand, it seems like it's talking about a Levium. So it's talking about a Levi, it's talking about a Kohen, which is a good problem. But there's another problem is that is what a Levi does called Sheiros. On the one hand, it's saying a Levi isn't roi for Sheiros. On the other hand, it's calling the Shira Sheiros. So is a Levi fit to do Sheiros? Is he not fit to do Sheiros? You know. So maybe with what we said yesterday, we could explain at least some of the problem. I don't know, it just crossed my mind, is that it is not, the Levi's not really doing Sheiros. It's not like an independent Sheiros, but it's really the Sheiros is the Kohen. The Kohen's doing the Sheiros, which is the servitude, or the avoda, karbon. And the Shira isn't an independent kiyam, but the Shira is really like defining the, halakhically bringing out the Shem Hashem in the Sheiros of the Kohen. You know, it's the Kohen is the Sheiros, is the servitude, is the Avod, the Karbon, and it's a Kiyam in the Karbon. So it says Ben Levi isn't Shayach, isn't a Barachi of Sheiros. It means that essentially, it's not that he can't create his own din of Sheiros. Sheiros is really for the Kohanim, are the ones who are chosen for that. But it says the Sheiros B'Shem Hashem Agav, it means that he's involved in the Sheiros through qualifying or bringing out the Shem Hashem in the Sheiros of the Kohen. So he's kind of roi for Sheiros, but kind of not roi for Sheiros, you know. Still, the problem is, so who's the Pasuk talking about? Who's the Pasuk talking about Kohen? Who's talking about Levi? Because, you know, it's still contradictory, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know exactly how to resolve that. Maybe there's like a pshat and a drasha, I'm not sure, you know. But I don't know, I feel like this is a good approach, though, you know, like it kind of points to the fact. And actually, this is the whole area. I mean, what exactly is Sheiros, and why is Kohen roi for that? I mean, this is, I don't know. I don't really know. But some sort of level of avoda, of servitude. You kind of get a sense that Levium's involvement is more like one of, like, you know, they're helpers, kind of. They're not really the Mishar Se Hashem, you know, the servants of God. You know, they're helpers of the Kohanim. So something like that. I mean, presumably you have to look into what Sheris is and what their role is. And just think this, like, kind of points in a direction towards pursuing that thing, you know? Yeah. Okay, good. Any questions? Okay. So now back to our problem, right? So our problem is the machlokes whether or not Shira, is Ikar Shira includes the instruments, or is it just Bepeh? Right? Is it just Bepeh? And we said yesterday, one idea of Shira is that you're bringing out the Shem Hashem and the Karban, and therefore it's the dafka, the words, are what's significant. But then another idea of the instruments is there's an idea of being, an idea of Shira, Shevach, and instruments, as you see, it's a theme in Shevach Hashem, using instruments, because it's expressing our inability to really express the real Shira, real Shevach Hashem. So the idea is like the greatest halal, that's why you finish the halukas. After you say all the stuff, the last one, you finish basically playing instruments, you know, and that's the real Shevach Hashem. So it seems like they really could send certain things. You know, they both could be there. They both could be part of the Shem Hashem. But, so the question is, what's machlokas? Right? What's machlokas? That's kind of where we left it. Right? We just kind of threw out those ideas, but we don't really have machlokas at all. So following the line of reasoning started from yesterday, I think here's one step. The first step you can make is that, although these are two ideas in the Karban, right? Two ideas in Shevach. One is like you're expressing ideas of Hashem Hashem, and there's another idea of like, I guess like Shevach is really silence or not, their inability to express the Shevach, right? No, but in a certain sense, those are contradictory ideas, right? I mean, right, they are, they're opposites. And one of them is we're saying Shevach, on the other hand, we're saying that we can't say Shevach. So make up your mind, you know? So like it's true, they're both true, and we kind of, we go back and forth between the two. Right? You oscillate between one and the other. Because you have to, they're both true. But is it really possible to simultaneously do both of those things? Right? I mean, they're two true ideas, and you have to kind of take on one attitude and take on the other attitude, you know? But insofar as you're expressing the idea, you're expressing the ideas. Insofar as you're expressing music and you're saying, I don't have any ideas, then you're saying, I don't have any ideas. You know what I mean? Like, it's a funny type of thing to have simultaneously be involved in both. It's kind of like a question. Like to say that they're both parts of Shira, is, well, what are we doing? What type of thing is this? Is Shira saying Shem Hashem, or is Shira saying, you know, that we don't know what to say? Right? It's kind of a point, like to notice. It's like, even if you say these two ideas, it's not so simple to juggle them both simultaneously. Okay? So, perhaps the thing is that really they can't really coexist simultaneously. Okay, and in a certain sense they can't really coexist simultaneously. Which is that you couldn't have one guy singing and playing instruments. Okay? Because it doesn't really make sense. So what are you doing? Which idea are you expressing? You know what I mean? They're different than opposite ideas. So far as you're expressing one, you're not expressing the other, vice versa. See, but here, the way it works is that you don't have one guy, right? That wasn't the way it worked. You had certain guys singing on the dachan, and then you had other guys playing the instruments, right? Different guys. Different guys doing them at the same time, right? So, the question is, but even though they're different guys and they're separate guys, the avoda is an avoda of Shevet Levi, so to speak, an activity of the, right, of the Levium, the entity. There's an entity called the Levium. So this entity of the Levium is simultaneously involved in both of those things. Right? So the question is, like, I'm not sure exactly how to clinch it. You kind of go in different ways here. But like, is that like a thought of contradiction, a type of disaster, right? To have, if every individual is involved in only one idea, right, separate idea, but the entity as a whole, so to speak, the Gavra of Shevet Levi, is involved in like both ideas. Because is that like a contradiction in the activity of the Tzibor, of the Shevet? Like, you kind of, if you look at it as like an each individual who's doing the shira, the shira is no problem. So you have, you could have the shira as two components, and each guy is only doing one of them. Now they merge together to form this idea, the proper idea of shava. But what do you say is that no, the shira isn't accomplished through any one individual, the shira is accomplished through the unit. And what's the yes, what's the idea through the unit of sheva v'la sheva? And what is the nature of this unit? What are they doing? Are they expressing this idea or that idea? So is it like a tardasasri if they coexist in the, I mean, in the group, or but each individual is only involved in one? Definitely to have one gavra doing both of them is a tardasasri. But the idea is if you have the group is involved in both of them, so it's an activity of the group, and in that group you're representing both components, is that a contradiction? Because those coexist. And the one who says that Kashir Vepeh holds they can't coexist. They can't. Because it's an activity of Shevet Levi, and then so to Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi is involved in one thing. And the Rambam makes it clear that the guys who play the instruments do not count as part of the original, part of the 12 guys. There are 12 guys who do this, shir, who sing, and he says then there's other guys who are on the stand playing music, but the Rambam makes a point that, it says, Ve'in pochsa mishneim asar levim umdim ala duchun b'chol yom l'mashir ala karban. So you have to have at least 12 guys standing there singing the song, right? But logically, they only say with the mouths, without music, without instruments. Shikar shiri shiyav adosam b'peh, because shikar shiri is their avodah, that's their avodah, b'peh. V'acherim hayu omdim sham, v'ignagnim b'kli shir. There were others who were there, standing there playing music. Nehem leviyim, hayim yisrael michas masin l'kuna, right? He says, the other guys. But these music guys can't be all of the minion to this 12. So there's a minion of Shneimasar. And the Rambam is holding, the Shita holds, the Kashir Bepeh holds, that in the, since there's a unit, the Shneimasar is the unit, that there's a count and they set up a unit. And if in the unit of the Shneimasar of the Mishorim, so they can't have both ideas coexisting. Okay, and that's why you can have those guys, and they're there to make it sound nice or whatever, but they're not part of the unit. The unit is the unit of the, of Shira, and the Shira is only one idea. You can't have, in the activity of the Shira, these two ideas can't coexist. But the other sheet that would hold, no, is that since each individual Levi who's doing it is only expressing one idea, the fact that they coexist in the larger activity, or in the group's activity, that's not a contradiction. Like, I'm not sure if you want to, like, there are different ways to go. You'd say the question is it an activity of a group or is it an activity of individuals? Or, you know, you can kind of, I'm not sure how to define it. If it's like a question about who is the gavra of the I'd rather just leave it. Like, is it a tard disaster if any one guy is doing only one thing, but the unit as a whole is a disaster? Well, the instruments, the saying Iker Shir, the guy who holds Iker Shir is both. It's both, a record.
Yeah.
Because he holds, there's really two ideas in Shabbat Hashem. One idea is that you're saying ideas. Another idea that you're saying that we don't have any ideas. So the thing is, the shir is the combination of those two. So they're both ikar and shir. There's the idea, they're both ikar in terms of shir. In terms of expressing your ideas about karban, you want to be expressing both of those. You're serving God, and the God are expressing ideas about God, and at the same time, saying is that our ideas fall short. So they're both essential, and they are both essential. And everyone would agree, in theory, you want your activity to involve both of them. But the problem is you can't have one guy doing both of them. The question is if you could have one Shevet or one group who's involved in both of them by relegating a few, you know, they're being performed separately. Like any Maisa is really their separate. Each guy doing a separate Maisa. But in terms of the unit, activity as a whole really contains both ideas. So he holds Iker Shira that has both of those. Contains both of the activity, both things. Whereas other Shita holds they can't coexist. So therefore you have to, you just can't have both of them. So I have music. Music's a different thing. It's nothing to do with that. Music is just be nice, you know, make it sound nice. That you can have. But that's not part of the real avoda. It's a separate thing.
Where'd you get?
Like everyone agrees that theory. That's an idea in Shabbat. Idea in Shabbat is expressing Shabbat without words. It's expressing that you want to give Shabbat, but you can't give Shabbat. That's like about that. You know, like you want to give Shabbat, but silence is Shabbat, and you know it's like a Shabbat without words. I would say everyone agrees. And therefore everyone agrees in theory Shiva should have both of those things. But the question is, halakhically, could it have both of them? So the only way it could is because it's being performed by many people. So you could say some of them, you could relegate one idea to some people and another idea to other people. As you say, since it's one activity of the Shira of the Levian, so therefore it can't, therefore they can't coexist. Discussion. So what is the music? So that's what the Gemara asks. It says, if you say you're Shira Pah, it means they can't really coexist. So then why are you playing music? Gemara asks then. So it says, oh, that's just a little Sumei Kalabalam or whatever, just to make that sound nice. So first of all, that indicates that according to other Shita, it's not to make it sound nice, because right? It's just adding in the nice thing afterwards. So it seems like the other Shita has an intrinsic reason for it, and it's only according to this guy they have to add it in. So then it's saying is, look, the real thing is the Shira, is the ideas. But that's part of the overall objective of Mikdash, is that the person is moved when he goes to Mikdash. So like it's a beautiful place, and it sounds nice, and it smells nice, and it enhances the activity that it moves people through the music. But that's a totally secondary function. But the first guy has nothing to do with that. I mean, that's what the other approaches that everyone holds is for music. And this is what I'll talk about in a second. But the other one, everyone holds it to sound nice, but now the question is halakhically is it part of it or something. But then it sounds like the wise man asking, oh, and what does he hold the reason for music is? Oh, it's for it to sound nice. I mean, everyone holds it to sound nice. You know, it sounds from the discussion that no, it's not true. Not everyone holds it to sound nice. That's only according to the second side. It's like, maybe it's say, why? Good question. Why they can't coexist? Why they can't coexist?
Just because you see from, like, I mean, just like in the beginning of the and like the Gemara with like a Kelagod or a Gibo, like, I mean, clearly we're doing, I mean, and well, not clearly, but we're doing the action of praising a Kelagod. Right. But say like Dafka, it's only those four because it's limited. Right.
Correct. So you mean that's the way we give Shabbat?
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think the reason why, and I forgot about this part, it's a good question, why they can't coexist, because they're two true ideas, why can't you just have them both? But I think the reason why is because, you see, in Shevach, there's an idea of a Gavra. There's a Gavra in Shevach. And then a Gavra, you can't simultaneously be a Gavra who's taking, like, both of those ideas. And the Gavra's involved, when you're involved in expressing an idea, you're expressing an idea. And when you're a Gavra of saying that, the Gavra then, it's like you could oscillate between the two different modes of expression. But insofar as the Gavra is concerned, is you're saying the thing, you're expressing ideas. You're thinking about ideas and you're formulating them, you're expressing them, and those are ideas the best of your mind's gonna grasp, and you're thinking about those concepts. You know, but then at the same time, then you then go and say, yeah, even though that it was, when you're involved in the idea, you're involved in the idea. But then you realize that idea is within my limited scope, my limited perspective. But I mean, you don't say just because like our thing is worthless, don't say anything. Like saying something isn't just saying words, you're thinking about the concepts and you're expressing it and involved in it to the best of your ability. So to simultaneously be involved, it would be like if while you're saying the thing, you say like when someone trying to say something and like every word they cut themselves off and say, but I'm stupid anyways. You can't actually do that. Like it demands that the Gavra actually engages in it to the best of his abilities, and while he's engaged in it and he puts his mind to it. Otherwise you can't give Shevach. Shevach means that you trust your mind while you're doing it. Now, then it doesn't mean then you can't afterwards say that that's what I did and that's the best that I could do, but then I realize that it still falls short. But to simultaneously be involved in both of them, you could...
Any of them.
What?
Like simultaneously involved in both of them.
You're not doing either of them. Exactly, you're not doing either of them. So if it were just like an action, Shabbat or an action, then yeah, you could do both actions simultaneously. Play music and sing a song, why not? You know, but it's saying since Shabbat is a Gavra, so the Gavra can't be involved. Simultaneously. But here the Gavra is, who's the Gavra? Like on one hand the Gavra is each individual guy, and no individual guy is involved in both of them. But you see, halachically, the Gavra of the Shir is the Levium, the 12 Levium, the unit. So therefore you say the Gavra can't be involved in them both. Like that's the question, is like, if each individual Gavra is involved in only one, but the Gavra of the Levium, the Gavra of the Avoda is really, whatever you want to call it, is the 12, the count. So is that a problem? I mean, you could say, like, is that, I mean, that's one way to go, is who's the Gavra of the Shir? Is the Gavra the 12 of the unit, or is the Gavra each individual guy? I mean, they all do it together, but each guy is his own, his own performer. What are you saying? There's no such thing. It's a choir, it's a unit, it's a group, you know? That's one way to look at it. I I don't want to commit to how exactly, you know, to formulate it that way. But that's the one way, you know, pin it down. If you want to pin it down, that's one way to pin it down. Yeah, another idea, which is another way to go, I guess, a more like a tight halachic definition, is kind of, based on something that Danny mentioned yesterday, is that you could say is that really the essence of the song here is not just for a song, not just for music, but the essence of the thing is because B'Shem Hashem. B'Shem Hashem, right? It's the shares B'Shem Hashem al God. So the real idea is you want to mention concepts and ideas, but at the same time it's done through music. So the question is that do you say that, what has the Shem Avoda? Do you say the Shem Avoda is relegated to the Shem Hashem? To the words, because the whole purpose of the Shira Kamigir is because of the words and the concepts. But do you say that since you're, it's true that the reason why you're doing this is because Shem Hashem, but the vehicle which is being chosen is Shira. And in Shira, there's a unification of the words and the instruments. They form a, that's the way most Shira goes. Shira has two components. In general, Shira has music and instruments, you know, words and instruments, and they go together. So do you say the Shem Avoda is chal on the entire, on the unit? Or do you say that since the whole purpose of the thing is for the Shem Hashem, for the words, therefore the Shem Avoda is relegated to the Shem Hashem? You know, and the other thing just is, look, it's a musical accompaniment, and it's true, but it doesn't register the Shem Avoda. You know? But that's kind of like what you were saying, right? But the thing is, I think, which is good, but the thing which is a little difficult to think is that, the question I mentioned before, is that it's like, then you're saying everyone holds the reason why you're bringing in the music is really because of Lusume Kala, just for the, to make it sound good, you know? To make it sound good, it's just the question is does it, you know, is that really become an essence? So then why when it says, if you're going to tell me Yikashiro's Bepa, then why do you have the music? It's not there for, it's just there for Pesumi Kali. But everyone says it's just there for Pesumi Kali. You know, right? The Gemara says something like that, right? Rashi? Wait a second. I mean, it doesn't exactly say, like, as a problem. I mean, like, why do you have it? It kind of just says, one guy says that the Iker Shir is the Pat, and the Kli is the Pesumi Kali, just for the musical reason. The other side says, no, they occur as both. I mean, I'm kind of learning, the simplest way to read the Gemara is that the guy who has hold that they're both Iker, it means the music is not for Lubsume Kala, but it's for something else. You know? Because the only mention is for the musical, you know, the musical accompaniment according to one, you know. So that kind of points to the fact that the side who holds Iker Shir Vikli holds that the Shir is not just music, but it actually has some real value in the Shira. So the question is, what is that value? So that's why I went to that Talmud or the idea that the music is involved in the Shira. It's not just that's just an idea, which is that definitely a Torah idea, that music is expressing Shevach in a way which shows your limitation. Yeah, I mean, it's always tricky in these types of areas. It's like the role of like, a philosophy in halacha. When it comes to areas which are like Shevach, for instance, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, for instance, if you could formulate tefillah. Study tefillah. I mean, I don't know if you could exactly formulate it like in a purely technical, rigorous halachic definitions without involving concepts of Shevach. So, I mean, that's what it is. It's an activity of Shevach. Like you can't, for instance, like give svaras that don't have the word have God in your svara. I mean, that's you're doing Shevach. You're doing tefillah. Tefillah is the activity only for Hashem. So Omer Fnei Hashem may sound philosophical or whatever, but it's not philosophical, that's the nature of the area. So certain areas, like an activity of Shevach, they're going to be ideas, it seems to me that they're going to be ideas that have, they have to take on, and they have to become halachified and take on a halachic form. But at the same time, you're involved in Shevach, you have to halachify concepts in Shevach, you know, and they're part of the structure. Part of structure, they become built into the halacha. So it's always tricky, like how to, you can't divorce it from what the nature of the activity is. At the same time, you're on your svaras to have like a form to them. Yeah. Isn't that different? I mean, in one sense, we're saying the machlokes is, are both of those the Shem Avodah? Both of those expressions, both types of Shavach? The Shavach of idea of words and the Shavach that we don't have ideas? Are those both part of the Shem Avodah, or is the Shem Avodah only on the words? Right? Only on the words part. It's one level of machlokes. But then you could say it's like, okay, well, why should it be? I mean, they're both good ideas, and why shouldn't it include both of those? You know, what's the sense to it? So you go further. So saying further is because it says that you can't have one activity of both of those simultaneously. So the guy who holds the kashiyos bepei, you have to choose. You can't have one shame of both, one activity which simultaneously involves both things. You can't have one activity which involves both, so therefore it has to be one. Whereas the other guy says, no, it's true, you can't have one gavra, one human being doing both of those things, but here it's not one human being. It's one unit of the Levium who are involved in relegating some of them to do this idea, some of them to that idea, and then the halachic activity of the Shira has both, you know, has both components.
What were you adding with the...
It was getting confusing here, but the second svar I gave was based on the approach that Danny was saying, is forget the whole philosophical idea that musical instruments is saying that we can't express anything. Forget that. Musical instruments, according to this svar, is totally for musical accompaniment. The role is to make it sound beautiful. Everyone agrees that. Nothing to do. You don't need any of that in the whole other idea. Shavach is words and ideas, and this is musical accompaniment, and that's the role of it. But now that that's the role of it, do you say that that has a shame of Oda as well? Because the way in which you're expressing ideas is through Shira, and Shira has two parts, and the whole thing is all of Oda. Or do you say the shame of Oda is relegated to the purpose of the thing, so it splits the music up into the... It's, two components and focuses, limits it to the Shem Avodah, only to the component of the, you know, the words themselves, because that's the idea, the Shem Hashem. I imagine the Psukim and Nanalas sound like it's basing it on the Psukim, and the Psukim put them, kind of put the music together with the words, and a different Pasuk kind of puts it separate. So it sounds like, and the Gemara is saying, it's like if you say they're separate because the music is just a Psumekala, the other one, no, they really go together. So it seems it's an essential question of what's the role of music. Is it really the same role as the words, or is it separate? Not just a technical halachic question of how you define, you know, like whether you relegate the Shema Avodah is chal on this or is it chal on that. Because like whether you bring something to the Rayam to show where the Shema, you know, Shema Avodah is. So that's a technical halachic, how you want halachically formulate it. But if you say it's a question of what is the halachic role of the music, what is the idea of the music and the Shira, so then it's very good that you're showing from the way the Torah, the Navi or whatever, the Rayam describes it, what the idea is. That's true. So now, well, let's do a little bit more here, okay, just because I want to... So let's see, so what's the Gemara says? So when do you do it? So you do it at, you do it during the Nisach, okay? So there's a carbon, you have a carbon, and after the carbon you have this Nisach Hayayim. So you do it during the Nisach Hayayim. That's Einom Rim Shira El El Hayayim. So why is it, what's the idea of Einom Shira El Hayayim? Shira is always done with the Hayayim. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, it's an Erchen, Yer Aleph, so it's Einom Shira El Hayayim. When do you have to go, Yehuda?
Soon.
Okay. So, how soon?
I don't know, like 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so, so it says, where'd that come? Oh, it says, Einom Shira El Hayayim. It says, the Pasuk, why? Shenema, Ratom Olam HaGefen. The vine said to them, Hachadalti es tiroshi, should I cease my like my wine, my produce? Hamesameach Elokim v'anoshim? Okay, whatever the context. It's a funny context, but I don't think it really affects the idea. It's essentially putting words into the mouth of the vine. Should I stop producing my wine, which is such a great drink, that it's misameach man and God? Right? And so that's pshat. Right? So it says, what does that mean? It's misameach man and God. What does that even mean? So it says, "Im anoshim misameach elokim misameach." What does that mean? I understand saying that wine is misameach man. What does that mean? It's misameach God. I can even say such a thing. So it says, "Mikanch einom shira el alayim." Oh, because it's teaching you that you only say Shira on wine. Okay? So that's what it means, that it's Mismach Elokim. But how does that help, right? What does that even mean? So what does he say, Rashi? Shira Tzarech Avodas Karban. Sheino Nehemar, the Shira, which is a tzarech. It's good, I don't know if I saw Rashi, but it's a tzarech avodas karban. It's like a need of the avodah of the karban. Sheino Nehemar el alayayin, shal nisvei karban. It's only said on the wine, which is the nisachim. You pour these libations on it. So what's the idea, though, of that? It's a funny thing. So that's what it means with Smasameach Elokim. So what's that idea that's Smasameach Elokim? Still, that's Smasameach Elokim because, right? It's funny. What's the idea? It's kind of saying an idea, seemingly an idea about Nesachim and the fact that you do Shira on the Nesachim, right? So I guess it's fine. So maybe we'll raise the question. So that's one question. What's that idea? It's a funny idea. And then the Gemara with that idea, the Gemara says, on top of your base of knowledge, it says, you boil the Nesachim of Neatzma to Nishira, or into Nishira. So now that you're saying, you see that there's an idea is that it's like the Shira is on the ayin. So let's say you just have the Nesachim without the Karban, which is not so simple how you have, we'll see in a second. Do you have Shira on those? Okay, so why? Kivan de Amar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Chanan Rechem Nai Sheinu Shira El Ayin. I mean, it says, do you say, since it says Eino Shira El Ayin because of this thing which we saw, so you say, well, so Yayin, you do it. If you're doing Yayin, you do it yourself. If you do it. O Dilma Al Achilo Vishasiya Amrina. Ashasiya Lechuda Lo Amrina. Okay, you only say it when you have Achila and Shasiya together. What's Achila and Shasiya? Rashi, Karbon Unisachim. So achila means the eating, which is the karbon, and drinking is the wine. Funny, it's a funny way to talk about these things, right? It's almost like you're trying to say like God is eating, right? And it sounds that way, right? Only achila. Achila the mizbeach. So the mizbeach is eating, and the wine, drinking the wine. Like, it's not drinking, and it's burning up the karbon and pouring wine on the mizbeach. So you say, the Torah is only saying it when you do achila and shiya, karbon with its nesachim. That's when you do the Shira. But if you just do the Shziya, just the Nesachim alone, then you don't do it. And let me just read Rashi. So he says, the Nesachim of Neatzman, Kigon Sheviu Hayom Karban Tzibur, Belo Leviyo Nesachim Yimel, Vivian Lamacha, Damar Mar, Mechasin Estayim, Belayla, Mechasin Estayim, Fil Lamacha. So when you have a Karban Tzibur, it doesn't mean, there's never a time you're just bringing the Nesachim, according to Rashi's learning. You don't just bring wine. But wine is always a part of the Karban. But it doesn't have to be on the same day as the Karban. You can bring it tomorrow. So if you bring the Nesachim of the Karban the next day, so even though they're still of the Karban, the question here is, do you say that you have the Shira on the Nesachim? Okay, where you say only the Shira on the Nesachim when they're done concurrently with the Karban. Okay? But the question is, definitely if you have the Nesachim, you have the Karban, and you do it with the Nesachim, you do the Shira on the Nesachim. The question is, let's say you have only the Nesachim alone. Do you then have Shira?
Well, that has a key with them already.